Blog Talk Radio.
In a colorless landscape, the future has promise. What the world needs is a shining hope. Back to life. Welcome to WMLR. More Life Radio. It's real radio on a blog platform. WMLR Radio.
A good evening. I do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. A welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, T-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership.
Every man has a higher self and a lower self. With your higher self, you can achieve greatness and things beyond this planet. With your lower self, you get your basic needs, but also to create darkness. Find your balance, King.
God bless the King, homie. 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 Tootin' coming, we got Rootin' coming. Mansa Musa, now a rap producer. God bless the King, homie. God bless the King, homie. My Nefertiti feed me fettuccine. My Nefertari cook me calamari. God bless the King, homie.
God bless the King, homie.
I'm King Arthur, the King of the Authors. William the Conqueror, writing apocryphas. God bless the King, homie. God bless the King, homie. My Cleopatra fucked the illest rapper. I'm King Solomon, writing in songs again. God bless the King, homie.
God bless the King, homie.
I'm Imhotep in that limo stretch. Emperor mean when I enter the scene. God bless the King, homie. God bless the King, homie. My Queen Isis, she know I'm the nicest. My Queen Elizabeth, thick on some stripper shit.
God bless the King, homie.
Talk to him.
God bless the King, homie.
Ramesses is what the camera sees. King Taharka, autographing with a Sharpie marker. God bless the King, homie. God bless the King, homie.
The poet laureate, poet Moet, and the Lord Ferrari. Yes, y'all don't know my story yet. Nah. My people's burden, I'ma carry it by any means necessary. It's the way I was raised on that Pharaoh shit.
100. God bless the King, homie. God bless the King, homie.
God bless the King, homie.
Homie.
God bless the King, homie.
Go Alexander on you salamanders. Go Genghis Khan like a genius done. God bless the King, homie. God bless the King, homie. Like King Snake, spine of the Mayans, we giants. A modern Montezuma, I'm a llama shooter. God bless the King, homie. God bless the King, homie. I'm Xerxes versus Worth Cheese. I'm cheap sitting bull, I keep getting pulled.
they thought it was voodoo. They play the trumpets when crooked is coming. God bless the king, homie.
God bless the king, homie. Children of the Sun, and welcome. Your number one station focused on rebuilding our nation, WMLR, More Life Radio, proudly presents Brother, 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 a show dedicated to the upliftment and encouragement of the Melanated Kings, with your host, Kansu, Shesmu, Amu, Shamu, and Tahuti, the Hoodie, exclusively on WMLR. Without further ado, all hail the king.
WMLR, More Life Radio. Welcome, family. Once again, it's a wonderful Wednesday. You're in the lion's den again, you know. Brother, 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 that's where you at. How you doing? How you been? Y'all know I go by the name of Tahuti the Fly Virgo, and you get the best of both worlds up in here tonight. I don't do this alone. I can't do this alone. I rock with my brother, my twin flame. He goes by the name of Kansu, Sesmu, Moon. Peace, King. How you feeling?
Man, I feel great, man. And of course, I feel with my hand. Man, life is good. Even though, man, we got some things going on, some things I want to talk about. And, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a rough time,
man.
Protect
your neck.
Coming.
Oh man, get ready. We're just beginning. It ain't nothing really right now. It's gonna get way uglier. But of course, we're gonna get into that and many, many other topics. We want to hear from you. 845-277-9321. Get it off your mind and onto the air with us tonight. This is your first time visiting the Lion's Den, also known or better known as Brother, Brother, Brother. We do this in a barbershop style format, so there's not just one topic. We talk and weigh in on different things, like Kansu said, different things that are going on, things that caught our attention this week, this past weekend, so on and so forth. So I hope you enjoy it, and we do want to hear from you. So let's give them this work, Kansu. Let's give them this work. What's the first thing on your mind tonight, King?
Well, you know, man, the first thing on my mind is the state of the Union Address. You know, where are we in 2020? We seem to be falling in a deeper and deeper confusion, and I want to say an illusion as to what's going on in our present situation. It seems like, you know, we are losing focus of the big picture. We're losing focus, man. And it's not a good prognosis. And can we handle it? Because 2020 has changed the world as we once knew it. It's not going back.
No, it's not.
And ever. 9/11, this happened in 9/11. This happened in World War II. This happened in World War I. This happened in the Grenada Wars. This happened in the Vietnam War. This is a major, major benchmark in the history of mankind. The coronavirus is starting to amp back up.
Mm-hmm. It already has.
Yes, 150,000 new cases of coronavirus in a day in the United States.
And that's what they're reporting. That's what's being reported.
Yes. And now is not the time to play games, to ask whether it's real or not.
No.
Because I don't know about everybody, but I'm coming across people that are dying.
Oh, it's
now,
real.
Whatever it's called, they're dying.
Yeah.
You can call it the whatever. You can call it the attack of the Greys. I don't give a shit what you call it. I know people dying personally for real.
Let me say this, man. And of course, my daughter was diagnosed, you know, with it, having some symptoms. But she's young, and it affects the younger people a little differently. But let me say this. I want to piggyback off of what you said. Don't be a fool. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. The coronavirus is real. It's not a hoax. It's not fake. It's not any of that. It is real. I go further in my assertion of it. I believe it was released on purpose for a greater cause, which is something we've been talking about here, the Great Reset. But I don't want to divert. I don't want to go that route. I want to stay where you at, Khonsu, because you're right. You said something else. You asked a rhetorical question, but I want to answer it. Are we ready? Can we handle it? The answer is no. The majority of black people are not ready. The majority of black people cannot handle it. They won't even accept the truths about certain things. They won't research. I'm not talking about everybody, because it's not everybody. There are some truth purveyors out there that bring the truth, that research, study, put in the work to know. They're not guessing. They're not pulling it out their asses, making it like they know everything. That's not what's happening. We resent our own people like that, Khonsu. We get resentment when, as black men, especially as alpha black men, when we take a stand and try to take the leadership, we got people constantly challenging black men about where are the leaders. But when we try to step up and be leaders, we're castrated, and oftentimes by our own people. So no, I don't think we'll be ready at all, King.
Yeah, you know, and it's a twofold thing. I think the biggest problem is the financial crash that we're facing. We're really being distracted. It's funny how we're being distracted about race. Honestly, guys, there is no such thing as race. We all have ethnic backgrounds, but humanity is on the brink. Racism has been replaced with technology. So to worry about a skin color in 2020, you're kind of behind the times. That is a foregone conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have Europeans that don't even like their own history. And in screaming black power, you got Europeans screaming black power.
For Black Lives Matter.
For quasi reasons. Yes, they want human power. Because now we're getting into a level of classism like the movie Hunger Games was talking about. We're getting into the have and the have nots. And we've been lulled to sleep by this middle class seduction of a paycheck and a job. And a lot of people, sometimes they misunderstand what I'm saying. They think that I'm shaming people who go to work. No, we all have to go to work. But we have to put each other to work and sequester our economics to one another, to mankind. Because this working class is producing slaves for the wealthy. This is why Trump wanted to bring back employment and make America great again, because America isn't great anymore. The world don't love America anymore. We got a lot of enemies globally that are working hard to see the demise of America. Well, when America falls, we fall. We live here. So it's just amazing, King. It's amazing, this paradox of, you know, what we're being bombarded with.
Well, you know, it's I just think it's a sad situation because, you know, I watch so many people celebrating Joe Biden and Harris, and hey, more power to you if that's who you voted for. That's mm-hmm. on you. But I definitely agree with you when you say we are distracted. We are. There are a lot of things that are being used to distract us. There are a lot of things that I do that I enjoy, but I also keep in mind, I keep things in perspective. I like watching good movies, but I watch them with three eyes instead of two. I read a lot. That's important. That's where the information is. That's where things that are happening are. Make sure you're getting good resources, too. These are things that I just don't see a lot of us doing, Khonsu. We're still waiting on something, somebody else to come through, give us this ultimate benefit package that we don't really have to work for, and sit back and just collect. And it just doesn't work that way. It keeps you in that class situation like he was talking about. It keeps you in that middle class. We've talked about it. We've been talking about the fourth industrial revolution for the last month on this show. Not to say that no one else is covering it, because I know they are. That's how I learned of it and started researching. But these are important things to know, because now, knowing about the fourth industrial revolution, I know now how to talk to young people and how to tell them, listen, get jobs that are based on technology. Get the tech jobs. Create the tech businesses, because everything else is getting ready to phase out. That fiat money is getting ready to phase out. And if you're not prepared, if you're not researching, listening to brothers like Khonsu Sesshmuamun on a regular, who's been talking about this thing, done classes, and been all over giving lectures about these very things that we're trying to enlighten our people about. That's what's important. Save all that we can. We're not going to save everybody. And just like Dr. Garvey said, I do not desire to take every black person back to Africa. If they were no good here, they'd be no good over there. I'm in full agreement with that comment. And I hope it's all about building with like minds, Khonsu, you know, and not being afraid and too proud to learn from somebody else. Not downing somebody because they put the scholarship in to share the information with you. That's some of our calling. You understand? That's some of our assignments. And so don't turn away from people that come into your life and they got a good word. They got some information they can back up with research and empirical evidence. It's important. Build with like minds. You know, we got to be about the right things, Khonsu. You're absolutely right. Totally agree. Well, a couple things just to kind of lighten it a little bit. We jumped in this, and this is how we do. I know Khonsu, we don't get to talk a lot. He's ultra busy. I'm busy doing things as well. Man, these puppies are wearing me out, bro. Lord have mercy, man. I'm having flashbacks, man. It's like having newborn babies all over again. It's crazy. Haven't had any sleep. I got one little brindle girl is what I call her. She whines all night. Whether she's on the tit, off the tit, it don't matter. Whew. But it's wearing me out. But I'm enjoying it. I'm learning. And a lot of information that I didn't know about dogs and, you know, dog birth and things that you have to do for the mother. I'm loving it. I'm loving this experience. I don't want to do it anytime soon again, but I am loving it. And healthy. They're beautiful. And yes, yeah, it's been an experience, man. It's been an experience.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, there's something else though. It's 11 of them. She had 11, her first litter.
Wow. Feasting.
Maestro is the man, and he's a great dad. And the way they interact is cool. She was a little testy at first with him, but now she doesn't have a problem. You know, he loves on the babies, kisses on them. So it's a beautiful thing. Family, you know, in the dog world. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. But last weekend we had a fight go down. Crawford knocked out, what's his name? God, I said I wasn't going to forget. I think his last name is Brooke. Is that right? Did you watch that fight?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he knocked him out, dropped him, fourth round. The technique that he used was incredible.
Oh, Crawford knocked Brooke out.
Yeah, he knocked him out, man. And Brooke is known to be a great jabber. And he was doing great. He was until Terrence, or Bud as they call him, figured out, changed up his game in the fourth round, man. You have to watch it. The way he puts his foot, the foot position was key, because he understood he couldn't get inside that jab.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, had a nice jab with a 1-2 follow-up combination, so he couldn't get inside. So he figured out he's got to step around. He's got to be on the side of that jab. Boy, when he figured that move out, man, and made that move and caught that boy, he caught him with the same punch three times, man, set him up. And that last one was all she wrote. Yeah, it was all she wrote. Yeah, it was beautiful, beautiful technique. Definitely getting closer to seeing Mr. Spence Jr. in the ring. That's the fight everybody is waiting to see. No doubt about it. Although, I wouldn't mind watching both of them, Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence Jr., whoop on Manny Pacquiao. That would be cool. They're trying to go out there.
Oh, man, that would...
yeah,
that would be great.
Cool. It would be cool, you know. I don't sleep on Manny. Manny is a champion now. I'm not sleeping on
Manny to sit his old ass down.
I do, too.
And I'm going to keep it at 1,000. I'm about tired of Manny.
Yeah, especially if he's been juicing. That's when you do it for me as an athlete. You know what I'm saying? So
it's just something uncannily amazing about this guy.
He's fast.
It's just something that's not. His age
is so fast. Hmm. Yeah, he's fast, but you're right. He's, you know, again, I don't knock champions. I really don't. Even if I don't like them, I may not be a fan. You got to respect that hardware. You got to respect it. I'm not one of them guys that denounce championships because they're old. That's ridiculous to me. You're not a real sports fan if you do that. I'm sorry. I said it. Sean John is not here tonight with us, but he'll be back. He's a little under the weather. We wish him well. Professor Silence is MIA. I don't know where he's at. I haven't talked to him in a minute. There's no telling.
Oh, man, Professor, what's going on, Ken?
Yeah, Professor is a man of many hats. He's probably doing something major, building something major. He's doing a lot of things, a lot of positive things. So, appreciating. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about and kind of get your perspective. Now, one thing that I love that's happened since COVID has taken over, a lot of good things have been created. One of those good things is Versus. This is the, how do you say it? The celebration is what they call it, of two legendary artists that come together. They pose it kind of like a battle, but it's really not a battle like that in the sense of battling. It was created by Swiss Beatz and Timbaland, and I really appreciate them because I thoroughly enjoyed all of them. Even the ones of the artists that I really don't follow like that, I enjoyed it. So we've got the next one coming up. A little drama behind this one. It's been that ZZ, Young ZZ, will go against Gucci Mane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you got? Who you like?
This one is going to be interesting. These guys were really mad at each other for real.
Yeah.
They really had a problem with each other. And I'm going to say, I'm going to go with Jeezy, man. Because I'm just a Jeezy fan. I mean, Thug Motivation, that album Thug Motivation, and was a game changer.
Okay.
Game changer. So I'm going to go with Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Gucci Mane, his demeanor always rubbed me the wrong way. He's a guy that I know I wouldn't like growing up to hang around with. He might be somebody I would just pop in the nose right quick. He just seems like a scumbag, man. I just don't like him. I don't know. He's not done anything to me. I don't know that man.
Right. I know
exactly.
But it's exactly
just something about
mean.
That guy that rubs me.
He's whack. That's what it is. He's whack. He's a whack rapper. I won't even call him
man.
An MC. Because what he's doing is not MCing. He's whack. Now, I'm not a fan of either one of these cats. They both have a song or two that I can rock with.
Uh-huh.
I might put in a mix, but that's about it. I can't tell you about Thug Motivation and it changed any game for me. It didn't.
Yeah.
Because I don't follow Jeezy like that. I think if you have to match up the rapping skills, Jeezy is definitely a better rapper. No question about that.
Yeah.
And I'm like you. Gucci Mane to me is a prime example of the deterioration of what we know as hip hop and rap music. He's a prime example of product that's being put out to tear down and destroy the black community. What he promotes, what he talks about, what both of them talk about. I'm not a trap music lover at all. I don't want to be in the trap. I don't want to be in nothing that looks like a trap, or I don't want to be trapped. I don't want to feel trapped. I don't want that. So I don't get down. But it'll be interesting because, like you said, they got bad blood. I believe somebody's chain got snatched is what happened in Atlanta. I don't know if it was Gucci Mane that his chain got snatched or if Jeezy's chain got snatched. But these dudes was beeping hard. It got dangerous for a minute. So it'll be interesting to see if they are side by side, if they do the classic. And I don't see them. They have to do it side by side. Once Versus went to that level, going back to the Instagram is not going to work. That's not going to get it. I won't watch it at all. I'm only going to watch it because I'm supporting Timbo and Swiss, and I appreciated them like I did DJ D Nice, Erykah Badu. They really helped a lot of people spiritually with the music during these times. They really, truly did. So I appreciate that. And speaking of music, this nice segue, don't forget to check out our new show entitled The Sunday Storm. Thank you, brother. I'm really enjoying it. And it's a tribute. It's a dedication show to the classic radio platform known as The Quiet Storm. They don't do it now on broadcast radio very much. You can go on YouTube and listen to Quiet Storm play tracks and things like that. We try to bring that classic radio feel back. That's what we're doing. And so I hope you guys are enjoying it. Check us out Sunday nights, 10 p.m. We tuck you in. We do it right. Come on inside and get ready for the storm. All right. So, Khonsu, what else? I know you got something else on your mind, brother. Talk to the people. What else you been dealing with, thinking about?
Well, man, we always come back to this topic because I think it's the foundation of and the crux of black intelligentsia, man. Man and women in the blackosphere. The destruction of the relationship between men and women. Now, this show is dedicated to the kings, the black kings with the eight. And I want to say this, man, and I know we, as much as we dedicate this show to the black kings, we get a lot of women listeners. And so I'd like to say to the ladies, if you want a high value man, you got to let a man be a man. I had a cousin, man, that called me today, man. I was going to talk about something else, but the way she talked to me, it motivated me to talk about this tonight, man. Why, I'm going to ask you this, King. Why do the good guys finish last? Why do women, and I know, ladies, you're going to roll your eyes to the back of your head. Why do you pick dumb ninjas and then expect us good guys? Because I like to say I'm a good guy. No brother Tahuti's a good guy. Why do we have to deal with the foolishness of the bad guy? Like, if you're not going to date, just don't do it. Because don't expect me to understand that a guy has ruined your life. That's that prop. I'm not here to fix you. I'm here to compliment you. I'm not here to fix you. You got to fix yourself.
Word.
What do you expect me to do? So I ask you this, King, because most black men, we are having a hard time finding black women that are actually happy. I'm so fortunate that I do have a beautiful queen in my life. You know, we're talking marriage and everything looks good. And, you know. It's going really great. However, you know, I got to keep it a buck, man. It took a lot of, S-H-I-T. I had to find a needle in a couple of haystacks. So what is it, King? What is this dynamic with black women being attracted to bums and then expect those good guys to come clean it up?
Well, I think a lot of it's twofold. It happens to black women, and it happens to black men as well. We oftentimes pick the wrong person based off of a false concept or ideology of what we love or what we want. We will ignore that person that has went out of their way to demonstrate loyalty and love. We will ignore that person. And a lot of times it's done because, hey, we take them for granted. They ain't going nowhere. They love my dirty drawers, so I can really do what I want, and I'm good. And that goes both for men and women. It's not just the queens. It's the men, too. We pick wrong. We fall in love a lot of times too fast because why? We've been taught the wrong perception of what love is. We don't know. We base it off of false pretenses and ideology, somebody else's concept of what love is and what it should be. And we have forgotten what we've known innately, what's in us naturally. We have forgotten. So I think that's what it is, man. It's, you know, men being raised that we're the head of the household, through religious chapters and channels. Black women now, with this whole black girl magic thing, it's blowing me away. The same thing that black women are crying out about and it's saying that men have done for so long, and it's true, some men, now black women are doing it. They're doing it. They're taking advantage of good men. You know, game playing, they want to be players, you know, it's kind of like a role reversal almost out here. So I think those are the things that contribute to it, man. Social media plays a huge part in the demise of our relation bridges. See now,
okay.
go ahead.
Part two to this dynamic. I got a part two to this. I got another half of it.
Okay.
Are you? This is a tough one.
I'm all ears.
Black women and my brothers who are listening, do we have to resort to dating outside of our black women to find happiness? Is that what you're telling us, black women, or are we copping out? Are we do we have to? Because I noticed, King, a lot of societal successful, because success is marketed, not necessarily truth. You know, we live up to standards that are false. However, these successful black men don't have black women by their side. Why?
Well, I say this. There's a huge double standard regarding that.
If I knew you were going to go there.
You already know it, brother, because I pay attention just like you do, and I notice a huge double standard amongst our sisters. Let's start with the Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Let's start there. Black women looked at this woman, looked at her household, and voted for her anyway. Let's look at arguably the greatest tennis player, not just in female form, but the greatest, one of the greatest tennis players ever, will definitely go down in history as the GOAT, has married a colonizer and been impregnated and given birth to a child with colonizer blood. Eve, a ride or die bitch, as she once so eloquently referred to herself as. Thank you, Lil' Kim. I'm going to talk about you too. Just hold on. Eve, one of the best femcees in the game in hip-hop history. The first lady of the Rough Rider crew, group, label, whatever you want to call them, marries a colonizer, is impregnated by a colonizer. Tamron Hall, my Virgo sister, beautiful sister, broadcast journalist, got her own TV show now, married a colonizer and been impregnated by this colonizer. And it's being accepted. I could go on. There's a huge list of famous black women marrying outside the race. There are books, publications, there are doctors and psychiatrists encouraging black women to do it because there is an all-out war against black men, and they are trying to destroy the image of the black man, of the alpha black man. That's the one we're talking about up in here. So, yeah, it's definitely... you know me, King. I'm the world's biggest conspiracy theorist. You know me, brother. Absolutely. It's systematic.
You know, I say this. I say it all the time, King. Black men, we got to be the best we can be. We got to be the best we can be.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot settle for average because we are dealing with white fragility. The black woman is the prize and the black man is the enemy in white culture. Now, granted, white people's ideology is evolving because racism is being bred out.
Oh, yeah.
But classism is the new racism where status and money are taking away the ability to have humanistic values toward one another. Social media is taken away from how important it is to shake someone's hand or give someone a hug because you got to send an emoji and an email to take place of that.
They've been setting us up for COVID the entire time.
The entire time.
They've been setting us up for this moment the entire time because there is a grander scheme of things. And where we have always, throughout history, it has been proven, where we always fall short, we get the information too late, and then it's too late for us to adjust. We ignore the truth purveyors, the people who are putting it out there. You don't even have to do the work. We encourage you to, but you don't even have to. There are people doing it out of the love for our black people, giving it to you. We have got to take it and apply it. And I start with me. I can't tell nobody else what to do. Like Khonsu said, as a black man, I come to the realization I was not always right. I was not in the position a lot of times to be the so-called head of the household, but I was upholding that value, that indoctrinated knowledge, that indoctrinated understanding, that teaching. I was upholding it because, hey, that's what the Bible says. And I would use it just like that. And I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not. I did many things out of ignorance. Now I live every day. Each day I wake up is to get it better. It's to make it better. It's to be better every single day. You can't get tired of that. So it's very important. I agree with you 1,000%, King. 1,000%. Indeed.
And I'm going to tell you, black man, if you don't have no money, you won't have no woman. And I know it don't sound good. It just sounds the truth. It sounds like the truth. Because the system is, it values money. Without money, we can't create opportunity. Because what she wants in a man is, I don't want to work. And if I do work, I want to keep my own money. I want the finer things in life. And I want to be treated like a princess and a queen. And that's been indoctrinated in society. So this is what's interesting to me, King, is that are we going to invest in blackness or keep supporting anti-blackness? You know, I look at this year's election and said a lot. We had no choice but to trade one slave master in for a new one.
We had a
it's
choice.
Like he left one plantation that put in a cage, and they drove us down the road to another plantation that bought plantation.
That is what that's what Kanye meant when he said slavery is a choice. Dame Dash said it in an interview. Slavery is a choice. They're not talking about Jim Crow slavery or transatlantic slave trade. They're not talking about that. They're talking about right now. We had a choice. We had many choices. We ignored those choices and pretended we wanted something when the only thing we wanted. I had a sister come on my wall and say, I prefer my racism systematic. This is a black woman that said that to me on my wall.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know about you, brother, but that cut me so deep. But then it made me realize, and it made me look at me. I had to take a hard look at myself, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm getting myself all worked up, Khonsu, because I really love black people, man. It ain't nothing. It ain't nobody better than us. Nobody. We were the first. Everything that they take advantage of, we created. I know that about us. That's why I love us like I do. But I'm so angry with us right now because we refuse to change our matrix. We refuse. So the end result is going to always be the same, and it's going to continue to get worse with this great reset that's coming. With this fourth industrial revolution that's upon us. It's already been upon us. Khonsu just said it. He just pointed it out. We've been enraptured with social media. We've been short texting. I was just talking to somebody on the phone about knowing certain phone numbers by heart anymore. That if my phone was to die, I'm hit in the mouth trying to remember phone numbers. And that's sad. That's where we are. So they've been setting us up for it. Now enter in COVID-19, social distancing, no large gatherings, 6 feet between each other. Ain't no more hugs. Ain't no more daps. Ain't no more of that. We got to be ready for the adjustment, brother. I agree with you when you say we cannot focus on the system of white supremacy, the system of racism, white and Jewish supremacy, as it was taught to us by our great black scholars before us. Mm-hmm. See, we were supposed to take that information, that energy, and build on it, and we have dropped the ball. We haven't done it. We're still claiming a political party that has time and time and time again shown us how they feel about us. They're doing it right now. He ain't said nothing about what black folks, let me holler at you. He ain't said nothing because that ain't important to them. It's not. Which leads me up to what I wanted to talk about too, Khonshu. I was watching 60 Minutes last weekend, and they did a story on what's called Operation Warp Speed. Operation Warp, W-A-R-P, Speed, S-P-E-E-D. Now, let me do this. Let me do this. Y'all know we'd like to bring directly from the resource, HS.gov. And this is explaining Operation Warp. What's the goal of Operation Warp Speed? Operation Warp Speed's goal is to produce and deliver 300 million doses of safe and effective vaccines, with the initial doses available by January 2021, as part of a broader strategy to accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics, collectively known as countermeasures. Now, I want you to pay attention to a couple of things, and I'm reading this like this so that you catch it. I hope you're catching it. Pay attention to the military verbiage that's intertwined in this. Very important that you pay attention. How will the goal be accomplished? Remember the goal. They want to deliver 300 million doses of vaccines. Now, I know you guys have been paying attention because we've got a sophisticated listening audience here on WMLR, More Life Radio. I know you've been paying attention when they talk about the vaccine and the production of vaccines. It takes time, not months. We're talking years for a real vaccine to be put in place, okayed, and then distributed. Now, remember what I said the goal of this is, Operation Warp Speed. Look it up, do the research, enlighten yourself so you can be prepared. Now, coordinating countermeasure development, OWS, will allow countermeasures such as a vaccine to be delivered to patients more rapidly while adhering to standards for safety and efficacy. Now, if you've been paying attention, months ago, there have been meetings and conferences all over the place. Do you remember when Donald Trump first won the White House, how Bill Gates was at the White House all the time? Does anybody remember that? I know you do. I know you do. There was a reason for that. Bill Gates and the Gates Organization had already created a vaccine. They already had it in place. They knew this was, Barack Obama knew it was coming. He talked about it. And that's because there's a goal, family. You've got to understand this. And watch this. It goes back into what Consu was just talking about. If you don't have wealth, if you don't have financial worth, you are going to be one of the victims that fall to the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Invest your money. Learn about these investment opportunities that are available because they're out there. They don't care if your skin is black. They don't care. We got to learn how to play the game, Consu. We got to learn how to play it. Tell me, just that little bit that I gave about Operation Warp Speed, what's your thoughts about that, King? They are coordinating a major countermeasure where they distribute 300 million doses. How many people are there in this country?
Oh, man, we're looking at, I want to say probably about 40 million, if not more.
Exactly. And their goal is to, and now, I do want to do this. I wasn't going to play this clip, but I've got to play a little bit of it. I'm not going to play the entire clip. It's the clip from that was from 60 Minutes. I want to play it because, remember, I said pay attention to the military verbiage that was in that article that I read.
And I want to say it's 331 million people in the United States. I'm sorry.
Mm. Mm.
331 million.
Mm. So that means that 31 million won't get the shot. I wonder who that is.
Mm.
I'm going to play a little bit of this clip.
13%.
There you go. Here's the thing, though. Bill Gates and his wife have already publicly stated that black people and people who are considered essential workers, meaning grocery store workers, if you work in public places like that, those places that are going to remain open, because a lot of them are going to be closed. They already are. There are a lot of major companies closing hundreds of stores across the country. Pay attention. The Great Reset is coming. We've talked about this. We've been giving you this work. I told you about Professor Charles Schwab. I told not Charles, Klaus Schwab. We told you about the World Economic Forum. These things are really going down. While we're paying Trump, pitching a fit about losing, and we're putting up all these memes and videos, we're dancing in the street, cooning, sucking and jiving. There are real things going down, and we're missing it as a people. We've got to change that. Let me play a little of this because we weren't going to do a whole long show tonight. So I just want to play a little bit. I want you to pay attention and listen to this guy's tone. This is the commanding officer of Operation Warp Speed. I said commanding officer. It's a military operation. We'll be right back. WMLR, More Life Radio. Sit tight. I'm only going to pay a couple minutes, 2 to 3 minutes of this, y'all. We'll be right back.
Now, David Martin on assignment for 60 Minutes.
While the rest of the country has been counting votes, an Army general named Gus Perna has been counting doses of vaccine. He's in charge of Operation Warp Speed, the catchy title given to the crash program to inoculate 300 million Americans against the coronavirus by next spring. For those of you longing to reclaim a semblance of your previous life, it may not seem all that speedy, but it is compared to the 5 to 10 years it usually takes to field a new vaccine. Once approved, it will not be a silver bullet. Just as with the annual flu shot, some of us will still get sick. But it should make enough people immune so that the virus runs out of places to go. That would give this country what it badly needs right now, a shot in the arm.
The story will continue in a moment.
So if this
distribution of vaccines doesn't go according to plan, where does the buck stop?
Me. Conversation's over. It's pretty easy. Me. I hold myself 100% personally accountable to that end.
After a career as an Army supply officer, General Gus Perna was 2 months away from retirement when President Trump tapped him last May to lead Operation Warp Speed. 60 Minutes went into his operations center where the plan to get the vaccine out to 300 million Americans is being orchestrated by military specialists brought in from across the country.
We literally built the team, this collaboration, as we were going. There was no doctrine. There was no strategy. There was no structure of people to this end.
Perna tracks progress in what he calls deep dives.
All right, let's go.
With leaders from the military and the Department of Health and Human Services. And he does not want to hear happy talk.
It's not about, a facade of everything is good. We need to understand what is not right, and we need to get it right.
He works out of a nondescript Washington office with none of the trappings that usually go with four stars.
You know, these are all the meetings that I'm doing today. Mm. I'm already up to number 8 with you.
Perna describes himself as a hardworking B student on a steep learning curve to master the jargon of the pharmaceutical industry.
So I've uncovered one of your dirty little secrets here. You got a cheat sheet.
I do.
Over here.
I do.
This is all the drug jargon.
It is. I've started 5 notebooks of things. I listen every day to what's being said, and then I spend a good part of my evening Googling these words so that I can participate, preferably at an intellectual level, but at least in an understanding.
On his whiteboard is one possible scenario. The all-important approval by the Food and Drug Administration of a vaccine developed by Pfizer, followed by approval of another from Moderna.
What is D-Day?
The day that we deliver the first round of vaccine for Pfizer.
That's when it would start to get complicated, because if approved, the Pfizer vaccine will require patients to receive 2 separate shots 21 days apart.
We know it's a 2-dose vaccine, so we want to ensure that we can manage the delivery of the first dose and ensure the delivery of the second dose while we simultaneously integrate new rounds of doses being delivered to the American people.
On top of that, the Pfizer vaccine, which could be ready next month, has to be kept very cold until it is used.
Basically minus 80 degrees Celsius, which is 94 degrees below 0 Fahrenheit. Very cold.
Paul Ostrowski is a West Point graduate who retired from the Army this summer and became Perna's civilian deputy.
We have to make sure that we send that particular vaccine to the right places that either have that capacity or the ability to do the dry ice that we'll need in order to keep it cold.
In the Warp Speed Operations Center, Marion Wicker, who came from making tanks for the Army, showed us the go-no-go board for what parts of the country are ready to handle an ultra-cold vaccine.
Virgin Islands has already reported in that they don't have ultra-cold freezers, that's okay, and that they don't have an ability to dry ice. But what we do know is that we can very quickly move dry ice from Puerto Rico.
The more I hear you talk, the bigger...
WMLR, More Life Radio. All right, I wanted to stop it right there. Do yourself a favor, look it up. Watch it in its entirety. Get this knowledge. Share it. Get familiar. You know, I don't know. I don't know, Kansu. What will we be able to do? You know, what will we be able to do to stop this? It's happening. It's unfolding. You heard him. It's coming.
Soon. It's done. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
Now, when we study, if we look at it from an intellectual aspect, it takes years to develop a virus. They did this in months.
5 to 10 years. He said 5 to 10 years.
Ooh. I mean, come on, man.
And did you hear all the people that were involved? All military, either current or ex-military. The lady built tanks, for crying out loud. What could she What would be the need for her in this thing? What would be the need? This lady made tanks. Ooh, family, look at here. Operation Warp Speed. Do the knowledge, son. All you got to do is Google it. I Googled it. There's all kinds of information. Google the Great Reset. Google. Do your research. Do it. Learn. Get the knowledge so we can start having meaningful conversations, not just talking about foolishness and what celebrity did what and this and that and the third. We got to get better, y'all. We look so, honestly, Khonsu, we look so foolish for a lot. And when I say we, of course, it's not all of us. It's not. There is an awakening that is happening amongst black people, and it is a beautiful thing to behold because a lot of us have been waiting on it. I know when I started my path of progressance, it was hard, but I had my Jegnas and the people that were feeding me, giving me information. They were looking at me like, oh yeah, you ready. You ready, King. You going to get it. You know what I'm saying? And because once I tasted it, I had to keep going. I couldn't stop. Once the truth became evident, once I looked at the evidence, it was clear. The verdict was clear. No question. So we've got to do that, Khonsu. That's what we got to do, man. So
we're becoming a liability to the planet. We got Amazon is developing drones to deliver packages. When you go in grocery stores now, there's self-checkout. Now truck drivers, one of the most reliable jobs. Now Tesla and other companies are building self-driving trucks. Cars are already driving and parking themselves. Our usefulness is being eliminated and we're becoming liabilities on the planet industrially. They got to get as many of us out of here as possible.
Yes. Yes.
And a lot of people are having a hard time coming to grips with it, but you can't deny it. When you see what's going on, you cannot deny what's happening.
The evidence is clear, man. Now the question becomes, what do we do? All right. So what are some positive solutions, right? First thing, we have to take up the blueprints that the plethora of black leaders, black scholars before us, Dr. Amos Wilson, Dr. Claude Anderson, Dr. Booker T. Washington, so many that I could name, so many, Dr. Hillard, I mean, so many. You could go on. First, we have to get those lessons and apply them. They laid the blueprints. The first thing is getting our economic wheelhouse in order. Individually and collectively. That's what we've got to do. We've got to get over this animosity we have towards one another, this feeling of hating to see another black person successful or succeed. We've got to stop it. We got to learn, man, I want to do what Khonsu's doing. How can I get to that level? How is this brother moving? Let me watch. Let me study. Let me research. You're not going to bite his style, but you can learn and take. It's like a piece of fish, right? You eat the meat and you discard the bones. You take what works for you from the people you surround yourself with, better and productive, and teach the young people correctly. Get away from all the folklore, all the bullshit that we were told as young people. It's up to us once we know. That's one thing, too, answer to your question, why black women pick these loser dudes. Because just as it is with a queen, there are responsibilities that come with being with the queen. And a king must understand that. He must recognize that before he can even dwell in her presence. If he's not willing to take on those responsibilities that come with that queen, then he's going to waste his time and ultimately waste hers. Well, it works twofold. You see, when you build an educated black man, an alpha black man, and you call yourself his queen, there are responsibilities that you are beholden to now. And you have to accept that, understand it, and apply it and carry it out. If you're willing to do that, then you love that brother. You love that king. You see the divine in him. That's the only way you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see the divine in each other, Khonsu. That's why we're shooting each other down. Three rappers shot in Houston, in Texas. One in Dallas, two in Houston. This is
crazy.
What it is. We don't see the divine in each other, brother. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, and I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with, of course, our ancestral ties and how we rear our families and the models we set for morals and ethics within the black family. You know, the ontology and epistemology of black people.
Mm-hmm.
What is reality for black people? We understand the reality for humanity, but what is the reality for black people? And then to get more precise, what is the reality for black people in America, where we live immediately? What can we do to fix our immediate stasis? Because we do not produce and manufacture in the same vein that we consume. We are the number one consumers on the planet when we look
on
at
the planet.
We produce and manufacture less than 1% of what we consume. And the black dollar only stays 24 seconds in the black community once we receive. We don't recirculate our wealth at all. And
the
go ahead, King.
The Jewish people call us liquid gold. That's
mm-hmm.
all I wanted to say. Go ahead, brother. Based on that fact, based on what he just said, they call
yeah.
us liquid gold.
And it's interesting. It's amazing, man.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? And what is the fear mechanism? Because obviously, man, we have a lot of psychological trauma that has created a blockage in our success psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
We just look at ourselves and we don't see value. Even with the success that I have endured at such a small level, comparatively speaking to us as a people, I still find myself sometimes saying, damn, I'm not good enough. Why am I not doing this? How come I know this, but I'm not gaining? And I listened to Robert Kiyosaki one night, and he said, man, you know, information is useless. The educational system has been compromised. You go to the educational system to learn institutionalization of becoming an employee. You have no need for information if you're talking about accumulating wealth. It's all about income and expenses. The more income you make, the better you can save money. We all need primary income. That's our job. But how do we create secondary income so that our expenses don't bankrupt us? Because it's expensive to drink water now. To drink water, it's expensive.
Good, clean water. You're absolutely
yes.
right.
Right.
Water that we should be drinking anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Alkaline water. Go price that. It'll blow your mind.
It will.
It'll blow
yeah.
your mind. It's like buying a gallon of cow's milk. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. I'm gonna get up early. You got moves to make, money moves to make. I got to make moves myself. I want to
yeah.
thank everybody for coming in. I implore you, black family, please, kings, in order for us to lead, we have to have a major mind shift. For real. We have to have a major mindset reset. Reprogramming. That's where it starts. That's where it's the only place it can start. You can't pretend if you know. If you, even if you are a Christian and you are in the Bible, There is scripture in the Bible that says it is better for you to not have known than to know it and not do it. There are responsibilities that come with this thing. Don't be afraid. Be happy. Be proud. It is a good thing to know your assignment and an even better thing to carry it out. Like I always tell you before I leave you, I love you with the spirit of our mighty black ancestors. Remember, whenever you feel like you're nearing the end of your rope, tie a knot, keep hanging, keep remembering that it ain't nobody bad like you. I holler at you. Don't forget Sunday night. Come on in to the storm. Boy, I got some heat for you. I hope you enjoy it. It's the fourth installment. If you have missed them, check us out. We are all over the place. Come here. You can go. We've got a station now on Anchor. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're all over. Just Google us. That's all you got to do. Just Google us. I appreciate you because it's for you that we do this. We bring you this quality radio broadcasting platform. Have a good night. Peace, family. Khonsu, I'm going to start cleaning up, bro. Take us home.
Yes, man. Everybody, be peaceful. Be informed. You know, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, man. Learn what is right and what is wrong. Make your own decisions. Let your spirit guide you. All right? We are definitely in the matrix, guys. And we got to find our way through it, and we're going to need each other to do it. So, man, keep your health a priority. Keep your mental health a priority. Stay focused, man. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Brother, 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 man. It's a beautiful thing to be black. Let's keep it moving, y'all. Peace and power.
Now, obviously, the reason that you research all of this is not just so that African people can feel good about ourselves. What is the ultimate objective?
Well, the ultimate objective is to force a truthful rendition of the human experience. In other words, we must know what the truth is about humanity so that we can know what the truth is about ourselves, so that we can be not just feeling good about ourselves, but that we can become whole people. And you can't be a part of the human family unless you are a creative part of the human family. And therefore, you must claim your own creativity. Don't claim any more than you created, but you must claim your own creativity.
Is there some value to the process of studying ancient African history?
It's a very liberating process. The process of studying ancient African history is one that will take you into many waters. For example, it will take you into the waters of the defamation of African people. You will begin to see the calculated way that some people have tried to destroy African memory and African culture. And it's very important for us to understand that these things have not happened by accident. It's important so that we will recognize when defamation occurs, that it is occurring, and that we will understand the motivations of those who do that, and that we will know who the people are who do those things and how they do it. And that's the only way that we can defend ourselves against these kinds of things.
Do you think we understand how much effort has been put forth to keep this information about ancient Egypt and Nile Valley civilization out of the hands and minds of African people? Do you think we understand?
No, I don't think we have any idea of the mechanisms or the intensity of the effort, how long it's been going on, and the fact that it's still going on. In other words, for example, most of the pictures that I've shown in this slide presentation so far are pictures that most people have never seen before. Not because they weren't there, but the decision was made to use other pictures. The decision to use Nefertiti rather than T is a decision that you have to evaluate in terms of its meaning for Egyptian history or Kemetic history. For example, Queen T was more important than Nefertiti. But Nefertiti stands as the symbol of the typical Kemite. And that has to do with the, I think, the ulterior motives of people who do the research.
Now, how has the writing of history by European writers, historians, helped to promote what some have called the Europeanization of human consciousness?
Well, if the total source of your information is from a group of scholars that come from one culture, they're imprisoned in their own culture, and most of them even don't have the capacity to stand outside the culture and to view it critically in the first place. And some don't even have the intent to do that. So there's nothing that they can present other than a focus that comes from their own center, which we call European center. And if I, as a person who studies, do so uncritically, or if I don't participate in the production of scholarship, raising the kinds of questions and priorities that I need to know about as an African person, a person of African descent, from an African-centered perspective, then there's nothing left for me but a European-centered information base, which will produce in my head a European way of viewing the world.
Be thankful for the now. Let's learn from yesterday. If history repeats, get on your knees and pray. There must be more than this. To live is to survive. My friend is my enemy, cause to defeat you must divide. My girl can recognize me. My brother's filled with hate. He thinks I'm out to get and snatch food off his plate. I take a magazine off the shelf, and it says I gotta hate myself. So I take a pill trying to change myself. I go under the knife trying to change myself. There'll be more like this.